but as drivers in my hometown of Detroit, and Southeastern Michigan in particular, who are really gonna benefit tremendously from this deal. The average driver in Detroit pays $5,464 just for the opportunity to drive with insurance. That is four times higher almost than the national average of just $1,470. And as someone who spent time in different areas of the country, living in Seattle, living in Washington, D.C., I am very familiar with this problem. When I lived in Washington, D.C., I parked my car on the street. It was hit multiple times. It was broken into multiple times. But when I moved back to Detroit, parking it in a garage that's secure, and basically my wife only driving the car to work, my car insurance rates nearly quadrupled. We had to ask ourselves as a family, why would anybody else want to move to or stay in or move back to a city where car insurance costs more than the cost of the car itself? Mm-hmm. We have taken a crucial first step to fix this broken system and created the opportunity to make any future improvements on this historic hill. So from Detroit all the way to Delta County, people in Michigan have demanded lower auto insurance rates for years, and this historic solution delivers the relief that our drivers deserve. And if Governor Whitmer, if this team, if we can bring reform to our auto insurance crisis in a bipartisan manner, I have no doubt that we can deliver, that both parties can come together to deliver a real solution on our worst in the nation roads and infrastructure crisis as well. So let's seize this momentum. Let's build upon this opportunity to provide even more relief for drivers across the state of Michigan, forced to spend their hard-earned money to fix their broken rims, their busted tires, their cracked windshields, and shot suspensions. And with that, I'd like to turn this over to Mayor Mike Duggan. Thank you very much.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going up on the stage to speak in about a half an hour, but no matter what happens there, this is definitely going to be the highlight of my day for the people of Michigan, and especially for the people of the city of Detroit. This is an excellent piece of legislation. It doesn't solve everything, but it moves us dramatically down the road. And when it takes effect a year from now, and it's going to be a year, it's important to explain to people, it's going to be a year before this kicks in, I believe you're going to see most people in the state have savings upwards of $500. You're going to see people in Detroit, most have savings of upwards of $1,000, and many will have a lot more than that, in significant part because we will no longer have to double pay for medical insurance. I can't tell you how much it means to the city. And I want to thank everybody here. Governor Whitmer, she and I campaigned across the city in her governor's election. In every place she stopped in Detroit, she said to the voters in that city in the first 6 months of 2019, I'm going to get with the mayor and the legislature, and we're going to solve the car insurance problem. Well, Governor, you did it with a month to spare. Something that stumped the last four governors. And when Mike Shirky was elected Senate Majority Leader, I called him the next day to congratulate him. And he said, I want you to know, I'm going to take up car insurance first issue. It's going to be Senate Bill 1, and I want you to be the first person to come testify. And I said, I don't want to get caught up in some partisan fight. And he gave me his word. He said, we're going to do this, Republicans and Democrats, together. And with Jim Ananick, that's exactly what they did. But it was the Senate Majority Leader who made it first on the agenda. And I'm not even sure entirely what to say to Speaker Lee Chatfield. 2 years ago, we tried to pass a bill that Speaker Tom Leonard was behind and several courageous Detroit legislators were behind. And the powers against us were just too great. And somewhere around midnight that night, Tom Leonard said, we don't have the votes, I'm going to go run the vote. And I said to the Speaker, why are you going to run the vote? We're going to lose. He said, I can't have this dominate the agenda. I have to get it over with. And when he walked out, I was so down. And Lee Chatfield and I were sitting alone in his office, and he said, this is just a lost battle. He says, if I'm Speaker in 2 years, I promise you I'll approach this on a bipartisan basis and grind away at it until it gets done. And I just think about that night and to see the way he worked with Chris Gregg and the Democratic side. It got done on a bipartisan basis. And this is it, right? This is what we want to do. Each other. We're competing against other states and other countries for jobs and development. We need to all be pulling together. And I hope what happened here becomes a momentum in dealing with a lot of other issues in the state. But today, for everybody up here who made this possible, and to my friend Dan Gilbert, who's in all of our thoughts and certainly sped the agenda along, I just want to say thank you very much. And with that, I'm going to introduce the speaker, Lee Chatfield.
First off, welcome to the beautiful 107th House District, where it's always sunny and 70 on Mackinac Island. And it's truly remarkable what we can get done here when we finally get Lansing to come up to northern Michigan and enjoy our brand of pure Michigan. So welcome to everyone. You know, it was in early January, as we were all approaching a new era of divided government, we vowed that we would not succumb to the political pressure and dysfunction that Washington has become. We understood that in order to address the real reforms that were needed in our state to continue the trajectory that our state was on, it was going to require an attempt to reach consensus. Well, I am happy to be here today to say that we kept our word and we're following through on what we told the people of the state of Michigan that we would do by, in a bipartisan way, tackling the single largest issue that's been facing our state and that has eluded any real reform over the last 30 years. And we truly could not have done this unless we were in an era of divided government. I cannot speak highly enough of Majority Leader Shirky and his leadership on this, with partnering with the House and ensuring that this was our number one priority coming into this term. But we also understand there's many other issues that need to be tackled. And I also, you got your chance to speak in a second. But I will tell you this. This is a true testament to what can happen in divided government when you work together. And this has built an excellent platform that we can tackle other high-profile issues that are facing our state. And I do want to thank sincerely Governor Whitmer for her partnership on this issue and for her leadership. Without it, we would not be standing here today signing this bill. Without her partnership and cooperation, we would not be here in the bipartisan fashion that we are. But many of us standing behind me, we've traveled the entire state. We've spoken to people from all walks of life, from every corner of the state. And people continue to tell us that they want their car insurance system fixed. And today, the wait is over. So I just want to thank the governor. I thank Majority Leader Shirky. I thank all our legislative counterparts, Ananick, Greg, Chairman Wentworth, all members of the special committee in the House for doing an incredible job for getting us to this point. This is a big day in Michigan history, and I'm glad to play a very small part of it. So thank you, Governor. Thank you, Majority Leader. I have the pleasure of introducing my counterpart in the Senate, a good friend of mine, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky.
So I don't see everybody out here smiling. You should be. I want to talk briefly about two things, policy and politics. One of the reasons why this has eluded us for the last 40 years or so is because almost always the attempts to reform started with a solution, not a full definition and understanding of the problem. This time, the interest groups were not the ones driving the reform. It was the legislature driving the reforms. This time, it wasn't any of the interest groups overweighing with some of the solutions. They were all involved in being required to change their policies and change their processes to make sense out of this. We had four major goals. One is to create a fee schedule. One, to have cost control. A third, to have choices. And a fourth, to end up with a very competitive insurance environment in Michigan. The first three, I think we hit a home run. The last one, it'll yep, to be determined, but I'm committed to making sure that happens. So that's the policy part of it, and I'm very proud of it. I'm not going to start talking about individual names because I will for sure miss one. But it was a team effort all the way through, and I'm very proud of the folks that engaged on this. I'm especially proud, now on to politics, I'm especially proud of my governor. My governor found an opportunity, discovered the possibilities, and engaged at exactly the right time for us to be able to do this. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. There were plenty of people who were encouraging Speaker Chatfield and me, just send her the bill, just send her the bill. But we were dedicated not to destroy relationships, but to build relationships. We were dedicated to set a new precedent for how to work through complex issues. And that's precisely what we accomplished here. And I think we now have a formula to do other big complex issues like
The road.
Thank you. See, we're partnering already. I'm sorry that this came together like it is today, because we've got a lot of colleagues who took very courageous votes that didn't plan on coming to the island, and we need to repeat this process again in Lansing to let them participate in the same kind of success and the same kind of celebration. So let's commit to make this just the beginning of processes where we identify what the problems are before we jump to solutions. We allow plenty of latitude and plenty of runway to reach those, and we can accomplish great things.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
none of this happens without great partners, and Speaker Chatfield, I'm telling you, is as good a partner as you can have. Lee and I'm so proud of his leadership. He's so impressive in how he leads his caucus. And this may be a surprise to some of you, but we've had a couple of joint caucuses between the House and the Senate, and just for a further commitment to how we intend to work together. But another leader that's equally important is my friend and my partner in the Senate, Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananick. Jim,
right,
come
Jim.
Up here.
Thank you, Mike, and you have my commitment. We will continue to work on really big issues together. The roads. I will say one point before I start talking about this historic reform. Last year's, we were all here. It was gloomy, it was cloudy, it was rainy, and the governor, through her leadership, brought us auto insurance reform, but she also brought us beautiful weather. She can do anything. She's amazing. So the first thing, I want to say is that just to ask the question, I think we all have been asking ourselves for years now, is how long have we needed no-fault reform? And it feels like forever, definitely since I've been in office and before. And I've asked every reporter here has asked me questions about reform for a long time. It's not a fluke. We were able to get this done. It took serious leadership, my governor, and my legislative colleagues, Mike Shirky, Chris Gregg, Lee Chatfield, and all the members that took a really courageous vote last week. And this is the collaboration. This will be our new normal. This will be our new mode of operation in Lansing. We're going to get the roads done. We're going to get the budget done. And I think it's what the people of Michigan expect, and it's definitely what they deserve. And it's my pleasure to work with my colleagues and the governor to solve these big problems. That's what we're going to do from now on. And I think I'm going to be very brief and pass it on to my good friend and my colleague and my counterpart in the House, Chris Gregg. If it wasn't for her leadership, along with my colleagues, we wouldn't have got this done, and it's a pleasure to stand with her and others. Chris?
Well, good morning, everyone. This truly is a historic day, and just this view here of so many legislators coming together to be a part of this big success for the state of Michigan. It is a fantastic first step to making sure that we have true reforms in our auto insurance space. And it was a pleasure working together with our governor to make sure that all parties were at the table. And also the acknowledgement that this is a roadmap to how we solve these big problems in the state. So we're really looking forward to coming together, continuing the conversations when we tackle those really tough issues of road funding and our budget. We have to move this state forward. We have to have a strong infrastructure, a great public education system, because those are the foundations of a strong economy that works for everyone. And we are committed as a quadrant, as a legislative body, to make sure that we work with our governor to tackle these incredibly important issues for our state. And with that, it is absolutely my honor and privilege to introduce Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Today truly is a historic day for Michiganders as I get ready to sign Senate Bill 1 to lower the cost of car insurance in Michigan. You know, by working in a bipartisan fashion and truly building bridges like the one behind me that inspired the campaign that I ran, and also the work that we've done these first 5 months in office. And I think it's historic too that I'm signing a bill about car insurance in the one place where you can't drive a car. The irony is rich, right? But here we all are standing together on the on the porch of the Grand Hotel to celebrate this monumental step that we are making forward together. It's not perfect, as the majority leader said, but this is a big step forward, and we're going to continue that walk as we address numerous issues. You know what's on my mind. But this bipartisan plan does a number of things. Number one, it guarantees lower rates for every Michigan driver for 8 years. It protects people's ability to make a choice and to pick their insurance level, their coverage options, including the choice for unlimited coverage is still an option for drivers. And it strengthens consumer protections by banning insurance companies from using discriminatory non-driving factors like zip code and FICO score, gender, marital status, occupation, educational level, and home ownership. And these are important improvements as we move forward in this state. It'll help Michiganders from Detroit all the way to the Upper Peninsula, because people across our state are sick and tired of paying these outrageous rates. And it's because we were able to get to the table and negotiate. It wasn't always easy. There were moments where we thought it was going to fall apart, but we stuck it through. We stayed true to our mutual goal of finding relief for people, not succumbing to partisanship or special interests. And today, I think, is a model for how we can and must continue to move forward. This bipartisanship shows divided government does not have to look like Washington, D.C. It can be a Michigan brand based on our great legacy and our dedication and fidelity to solving problems for the people we serve. I am excited to be here today, and I am really looking forward to putting the same kind of gusto that we put into this toward getting a budget done that, yes, closes the skills gap, cleans up drinking water, makes our education system a top 10 one, and fixes the damn roads, right? Right. So just a quick note, the leadership, I think one of the things that I said during my State of the State, which people seem to really appreciate, was identifying the humanity and seeing the humanity in one another. My good friend Stacey Abrams mentioned that yesterday on the main stage, and I think it's very true. When we see one another as people, as Michiganders, we can focus on getting things done. When I know that Mike Shirky hustles home to have dinner with Sue and Jackson every night, or Lee Chatfield and his beautiful family here in the northern part of the Lower Peninsula, Chris Gregg and Chef Bob, or Jim Ananek and his darling little boy and wife in Flint, and my crazy Brady Bunch family that I have. When we see one another as Michiganders first, we are capable of great things, and it doesn't stop today, but today is a day worth celebrating. And with that, I'm going to sign Senate Bill 1 and make it so. All right.